comfort ye my people, saith the Lord. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem, and cry unto her, that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it.
pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. And all went to be registered, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child.
To us a child is born, excuse me, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end.
Thank you. darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into the heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us go now even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
Free. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, and the glory as of the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ. And He shall reign forever and ever. Hallelujah! For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth.
Thank you so much, choir. If I'd realized we were going to have 15 minutes left, TJ fibbed about how long it was going to take. No. Thank you, TJ, and thank you, choir. Thank you, children, narrators, all who participated, and thank you for sharing your hearts, your minds, your souls on this day. In a moment, we will have our closing hymn, Go Tell It on the Mountain. And it's a challenge for you and me, for us to go and to tell it, not just on the mountain, but in our neighborhoods and our homes, even within our own church. As we come to this time, and as we sing, our altar is open, as it is always, for any who would make a decision for Christ to become a part of this fellowship, or simply to recommit ourselves to sharing this good news, this joy which has come to the world, for the world, and has come through you and me when we are faithful in sharing that good news. Would you please stand as we sing together, Go, Tell It on the Mountain.